Haynes and Kluckwan fishermen are filling smokehouses and oil rendering pits with a variety of smelt called hooligan. Around this time each year, fishermen keep an eye out on nearby rivers, hoping the schools of silverfish will appear in strong numbers. But the hooligan runs are sometimes hard to predict because there's very little data. A collaboration of Haynes organizations is working to change that.
So what are we looking at here?
Oh, just looking at the run coming in now. We got a pretty good run coming on here, looking at the sea lions coming through.
Larry Sweet is sitting on the banks of the Chilkoot River. His young grandson roams the shore with a dip net, waiting for a school of hooligan to get close.
Your pants are wet all the way up, buddy.
So I tried to reach that one.
Oh, you caught it by hand?
He's catching them by hand.
He's catching them by hand now.
The river is so chock full of hooligan that you almost could fish with your bare hands. Tim Ackerman is standing on a bridge over the river where people are dropping throw nets and pulling them back up full of fish.
It's pretty phenomenal. This is a good run here. You can see the water black for quite a ways. It's just totally black. It's pretty easy to see it.
And it's black because...
The hooligan, yeah, the hooligan are so thick.
Ackerman says this year could be the return of a massive run from 6 years ago in 2011. It actually is possible to go back and look at data from the Chilkoot River starting in 2010. But other rivers in the area are blank slates.
A lot of these rivers there's no data on.
Meredith Pokart is with the Tokchinik Watershed Council. Her organization is partnering with the Chilkoot Indian Association on a mission to monitor the region's hooligan population. Oregon State University researcher Tal Levy is helping.
Well, partially because hooligan are such a culturally important fish, and because they're not commercially harvested, there's not a lot of sort of federal or state level effort to monitor them.
The push to study northern southeast hooligan is even more urgent because hooligan or smelt populations in California, Oregon, and Washington are listed as threatened. If hooligan were to decline in the Chilkat Valley, it would mean the loss of a culturally important subsistence fish.
It's really important that we keep this fish around for the next 10,000 years.
Chilkoot Tribe Fisheries Director Ted Hart.
The oil is like gold up here. It's what made the Tlukwan like the hub of Tlingit culture. They're able to get very wealthy from the trade and the grease trails. It's like liquid gold.
There are two pieces to the hooligan research. Since 2010, Tokchinik and the Chilkoot tribe have run mark recapture studies in the Chilkoot River. 3 years ago, they started the second piece on the Chilkoot, environmental DNA. It involves collecting water samples from the river and testing them for hooligan DNA. That provides a population estimate. Pokart says eDNA research has an advantage because it's less labor-intensive and expensive than other study mechanisms.
If we found a more economical means to get the data, you could then sample across a larger region. And that's what we're trying to do this year, is add in additional streams so you can get a larger regional snapshot of what's happening.
They're expanding from one river, the Chilkoot, to 10. The eDNA research extends this year to the Chilkat, Taya, Farabee, Catskeen, and Lace, Antler, and Berners rivers in Berners Bay. They're also doing a couple samples of the Mendenhall and Eagle rivers near Juneau.
So I just filled up these little vials here.
On a recent afternoon, Pokart processes Chilkoot water samples for DNA residue. A vacuum pump pulls the water through a filter.
So there's probably going to be hooligan DNA in these ones?
Oh yeah, fish, there better be.
After this year, researchers will have a 10-river picture of the northern southeast hooligan population. If the study continues, it will shed light on the fish's movement patterns and document changes in the population.
Oh!
The research has just started, but Pokart says the hooligan are already surprising them. She thought they might move south to north, starting in Berners Bay and working their way up to the Chilkoot. But the unpredictable fish appeared in both places the same day. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.